The Russian war in eastern Ukraine is expected to intensify in the coming days, and Yulia Mendel is watching it anxiously. Her fiancé has volunteered to join the Ukrainian Defense Force. She's also a former press secretary for Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, and she joins us now on Skype from the city of Lviv. Yulia, welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, Peter. Thank you for having me.
What can you tell us about your fiancé, Pavlo? Do you know where he is and what he's doing?
Well, I know where he is, but of course, we do not reveal this information. We stay in touch. I'm very afraid when he is not in touch. In fact, sometimes he doesn't have connection. And once he was not in touch for a long time, and it appeared that he was in the battle and there was a huge shelling. He wrote me after that it was a tough and dangerous experience. But, he said that all the senses were heightened and like all the unnecessary things fell away. It was a very strong message. And after that, today he sent me a picture of his hand and there was a ring almost the same as he gifted me when he proposed me. And he said this is something when he feels that we are together, which is very romantic and, you know, painful at the same time.
Yeah. Do you know if he's okay? How are his spirits?
He is okay. His spirit is okay. But this is like the fate of many couples these days in Ukraine. Of course, I'm very proud of him and he needs to be there. He was not called to go to the army. He decided to do this by himself because he feels like he needs to be on the front line to stand for Ukraine. This is something very important. Ukraine is a value for us, a value. This is our land, our home. He defends their families. And he defends there our freedom and our opportunity to have a democratic state.
Yeah. Before the war, Pavlo worked as a government energy advisor. Did he have any formal military training at all?
He used to have different positions in the government. He also used to be an acting minister of economy before that. In fact, he had some training, but he needed to train again. Like he was learning to use different types of weaponry. So it was not very new for him to take care about the weapons, but it was fully new to appear on the battlefield, to be appear under shelling, to understand how the enemy is moving, how to act in the situations. This is something that he really needed to learn.
Yeah, to that point, are you amazed at how this scrambled together Ukrainian defense force with people like your husband who'd never been in battle before, how they fought off Russian forces for more than a month now and actually pushed them out of northern Ukraine? Does that boggle the mind at all?
I am proud of the Ukrainian army. I am proud of Ukrainian volunteers. And most of all, I am proud of Ukrainian people who can go and protest against Russian invaders, even not having a single weapon or gun in their arms. Ukrainians are standing here for our future and for our choice to live democratic life, for the Western direction and Western values. This means for us our life, and we are here battling for our lives, for our existence. And that's why it's so important for every Ukrainian. Those who left, who are refugees, we understand this. Mostly these are women with kids, and these are good that they're preserving their lives. But we had the survey in the recent days, and it said that 79% of Ukrainians who left Ukraine want to come back.
We have been hearing so much in the Western media about how badly the Russian troops have been doing, how their morale is fallen, how decimated they are, but really, frankly, not so much about how the Ukrainian troops are doing. What have you heard from your fiancé about, casualties, the fighting force, you know, their ability to withstand? They must be exhausted.
Well, of course, we are exhausted because this is a very furious fight. And Russian army is one of the strongest armies in the world. They are one of the strongest armies because they are furious, they are weaponized, and they have a lot of men there coming to our land. And this
Yes, but do you see any sense of weakening? Has the resolve weakened at all over time? Just simply because of the sheer difficulties of war?
the difficulties were at the very beginning. Now it's much better. But of course, guns and weapons, everything tends to end, to run out. You know, so when you defend the country, you need more and more weapons. And that's why the leadership of the country asks for these weapons for more and more. Because we expect that there will be another offensive. And that was already today said also by Jens Stoltenberg, the head of NATO. But I am guaranteeing you that the spirit of our army is high. Our army is going to stand against the enemy. I am proud personally by the army. I see that people here on the ground, they are very proud that they have these defenders standing against furious Russian army.
I'm speaking with Yulia Mendel, a journalist, former press secretary for the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Her fiancé is off fighting the war. Yulia, you have a unique perspective that not many people do. I want to ask you about Mr. Zelensky. He has become an iconic figure around the world. What can you tell us? What do you know about him that most people do not?
Thank you. Yes, we were working together for 2 years, and I'm very proud that I had this opportunity. Actually, Volodymyr Zelensky just became known to the world as I used to know him. He made the peace a priority to himself as a president of this country, because Russia invaded Ukraine first 8 years ago, and it was in Donbass where Russia invasion cost us around 14,000 lives and millions of people appeared to be internally displaced people. So President Zelensky, to achieve peace, he was traveling to Donbass most of all, and he never was afraid to go to the zones of shelling to show the solidarity with the soldiers. And that meant really a lot, because he needed to fight his security to insist on joining the soldiers when it was dangerous and when his life was under the risk. That's why when I've heard that Washington was offering President Zelensky to leave the city when Russia was entering the capital of Ukraine, Kyiv, I knew that it was not possible, because Zelensky always feels that his leadership is much more important than instinct of self-preservation.
Well, in fact, there were many people, and not just his critics, who felt that he may have been unprepared for this job to stand up to Vladimir Putin. Were you surprised that he has risen to this moment the way that he has?
It's okay if there is critics of the leadership. All leaders in the world have their critics. This is what democracy is about, right? The issue is that I do not know any other person who would be more prepared than President Zelensky. Because this war, it's not about politics. This war is actually the battle for life, the battle for existence, and the battle against a battle of two ideologies, the ideology of dictatorship and the ideology of freedom. And Volodymyr Zelensky is the person who knows that freedom is the biggest value for Ukrainians.
Your country is going through hell. I hope to God that you see your fiancé again and soon. If and when you do, what will you tell him?
Peter, I pray for this every day. I just need to tell him that I love him and that I will support every his decision and that I will follow him everywhere he wants. Don't make me cry.
Have you been able to imagine your wedding day?
Yeah, we were thinking about this, but I mean, we did not plan, of course, any details, but he said that it would be a great thing to do on a victory day. This is something that means for us a lot. I think we can, you know, gather a lot of people who are fighting here for the freedom, and this will be the holiday of, you know, of victory and unification. It's not only about the wedding, it's more about love that prevails war.
I'm sure you will get many people to come to that ceremony, and we want to see the pictures. Yulia Mendel, former press secretary for Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, her fiancé Pavlo is fighting the war. Yulia, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.